I'm delighted to say that my guest in the studio this afternoon is Pete Crawford from the Gatwick Green Space Partnership. Pete, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Susie Radio.
Hello and thank you for inviting me.
It's absolutely lovely to have you here. Now, before you tell us what the Green Space Partnership is, how did you get involved in the first place?
Well, I was lucky enough to get a job with them in 2003, so I've had nearly, well, over a decade's worth of time spent working with them.
And you've been there then for just about half the period that we're now celebrating as an anniversary. Have there been any special celebrations for the 20th anniversary?
Yes, we did. Last autumn we had a gathering of all our volunteers and lots of the partnership people that we've worked with over that time. We had a meal outdoors. It was just lovely. It was lovely to gather everyone together and just to kind of thank our volunteers, because that's what it's all about.
You've been there 10 years. Can you cast your mind back to how the organisation began? What are its roots?
It was originally, I believe, developed by Surrey County Council as one of their countryside management projects. There are three others in the county. But we were seen to be a particularly useful to be a target around the Gatwick Airport and to try and benefit the countryside that's around the airport and the towns.
And what would you say the principal current aims of the organisation are?
Well, they haven't really changed. They are to benefit wildlife, people and the countryside around the project area. And it's really important that it is about getting people involved and appreciating what's on their doorstep.
Does that mean that there's an emphasis on education, on encouraging children and young people?
We do quite a lot of educational work, and we work with all ages. We have our Nature Tots sessions, which are preschool, so sort of 3-4-year-olds come out with their parents to have a couple of hours out in the woods. Our first sessions are starting next month in March, and we'll run all the way through the year. We do work with schools and school groups. We have holiday clubs for teenagers. We also have a youth group, a youth ranger group, which is sort of 16 plus, and getting them to do practical conservation work, surveys, all sorts of outdoor conservation practical work.
What sorts of work would that involve for teenagers?
It could be helping to manage a woodland site, so it could be cutting down trees. It could be planting trees. It might be we also work in some parks, so Tilgate Park in Crawley, for example. So we may be working in the gardens there. It can be actual survey work, trying to find out what's about. We monitor a couple of adder sites. We know we have adders on one of our sites, so we keep a check of those. So it's a whole range of environmental work that we can do with teenagers.
Anybody ever been bitten by an adder?
No.
I'm glad to hear that. What sort of activities would you do with the Nature Tots?
The Nature Tots really is just about getting them used to being outside. Normally we try and have a small campfire, and they learn about the dangers and also how you work around a fire safely. Toasted marshmallows are always a favourite, even with three-year-olds. But it's as much as working with the kids, it's working with the parents themselves and giving them the confidence that they can go outside, take their kids out and get the benefits of being outside, and that there's no special skill to it.
I suppose it's something that's taken for granted by my generation. When you were on holiday, you were out the front door at 9 o'clock and back when it got dark.
Absolutely, but people don't do that now. People have less confidence. And, I mean, not round here, but we have anecdotal evidence where I work elsewhere in the county that people who live in Brighton or Hastings, children have never been down to the beach.
You mentioned Brighton. Now, we talked about the beginnings with Surrey County Council. These days, the partnership's overseen by the Sussex Wildlife Trust. Well, what's the total area that the project covers?
Oh, it's something like, it's about 100, I think it's about 100 square miles, because we cover south of Crawley, over to Horsham, and then up. If you imagine, the boundaries are sort of the A24 and the A23, so we go up towards Dorking and across towards Redhill Reigate. So it's quite a large area, with Crawley, Gatwick, Hawley in the middle.
So really and truly, you're pretty much corresponding with the Suzy Radio broadcast area. I suppose Gatwick and the airport is kind of in between Surrey and Sussex, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, originally, I think the airport used to be in Surrey and then moved, the boundary moved into Sussex. And for us, it's always been the centre, I suppose, of our project area. But we are not a Gatwick airport organisation, but we do a lot of work with them.
And I imagine that the extent to which the airport has expanded, even to this moment in time, has meant quite a lot of alteration of the environment, a lot of culverting and diverting streams and so on and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge estate that they have outside of the actual runways and the buildings, and we do work with them on their wider estate. For example, I think it was 1999, they diverted the River Mole, which was a massive operation at the time. But actually now you couldn't tell if you look at it. It's completely renaturalised, and it's a really good habitat for wildlife. Dragonflies we see, kingfishers.
We covered a story the other week about someone who was starting up some beehives on the fringe of the airport.
I've been to see those hives because it is actually one of our officers that's had involvement with the beekeeper.
Now, we're talking about built-up areas, Redhill, Reigate, Hawley, Crawley. You mentioned Brighton and people not going to the beach. Have you got a favourite bit of countryside round here?
I think there's quite a lot, and I think people in the towns don't necessarily know what's on their doorstep. I would say Glover's Wood out near Charlwood is lovely. Couple of months' time, it will be full of bluebells. That'll look really special. As I said, the River Mole, just up from the airport, is fantastic in midsummer with the dragonflies. But there's lots of really nice countryside around.
And what is there to look out for as spring just begins very gingerly to spring around and about? What is there to look out for in the countryside just at the moment?
Well, at the moment, there's definitely the hazel catkins are out. Just beginning to show, I noticed the other day, the blackthorn are coming into flower, so that'll be the first white blossom you see. And the primroses are poking their heads above, as well as the snowdrops are in full flow. So lots to see. The birds are beginning to sing properly. Blackbirds singing last evening, I heard.
We had a green woodpecker in the garden the other afternoon, first one this year. It's amazing, you know, even in the built-up areas, I'm in South Reigate, what you can see in the garden.
Absolutely.
If you just keep your eyes open. Now, I suppose we ought to turn to the nitty-gritty a little bit, Pete. How's the project's work funded?
Well, it's supported by all the local authorities in the area. So Crawley, Reigate and Banstead, Mole Valley, Horsham, both the county councils put in a little bit, Hawley Town Council. And Gatwick Airport itself gives us some money, and then we get other income from like Heritage Lottery Fund or other funders that we can bid to for some of our work.
So you've pretty much got everybody locally on board.
We're not doing bad.
That's wonderful. Have you got commercial organisations on board?
We do have a few corporate members that support us through the Wildlife Trust.
Okay, excellent. Well, now, you mentioned the V word very early on. Do you need volunteers at the moment?
We always need volunteers. We have a practical task day every week doing habitat management work in the area, and we'd always be keen to have new volunteers out for that. Also, we do have a need for some volunteers to help with some of the educational work. So if you've got a particular interest in helping out with kids or young people, then again, we'd be really pleased to have a word with you.
And 10 minutes flies by, so finally, what about the contact details if anybody's interested?
Right, probably the easiest thing, as usual, is the website, which is www.sussexwildlifetrust.org.uk, or you can just Google Gatwick Green Space and we're top of the list.
Well, let's hope a few people will do precisely that as a result of our little chat this afternoon. While you're sitting there, is there anything we haven't discussed that you might consider bringing to our attention? To say no is perfectly all right.
I think just really to appreciate what's on the doorstep. We think about sort of the South Downs or the North Downs, or going down to the beach, going down to the coast, but actually there is some amazing countryside right on our doorstep, and I don't think we think about it living in Crawley or Reigate.
Tell us about the song you've chosen and who it's for.
Right, my song is Cat Stevens' Where Do the Children Play, and it's really for the children and getting them out into the countryside.
Pete Crawford from the Gatwick Green Space Partnership on their 20th anniversary. It's been an absolute delight chatting to you on the Tea Break at Suzy Radio this Thursday afternoon.
Thank you very much.